To the untrained eye, the newly built training facility in Aldergrove might look like two giant cat litter trays, including the gravel, with several insides from boxes of wine in them. But change cat litter tray for buns and wine containers for fuel pillows and you've got a PBFI, or a primary bulk fuel installation. With 29 years' experience, both in the regulars and reserve engineers, WO2 Young thought my comparisons were fairly accurate.
It's been a valuable learning curve for the engineers up in 591. We're used to building things and then stripping them out, but this is a lasting project. And one of the big learning points for the soldiers has been using survey equipment and working the tolerances. We're using 40 mil aggregate here at the minute, and we've got the tolerances down to about 15 mil in the bund walls.
When you're dealing with hundreds of thousands of litres of diesel, there is a lot of environmental impacts to consider.
The last thing you want to do is build something that is going to have an effect on the ecosystem. We only provide the infrastructure for them to put the bund liners and the fuel tanks into. We've got to be very careful that we don't damage any of that equipment when we're building it, because a few litres spilt over the years could eventually lead to major pollution in the environment up here. We've got the Eyre Natural Beauty Loch Nye out the back of us, and it could take 15, 20 years for anything that we would spill here to migrate into there. But once it's migrated, the distance from here to Loch Nye is all contaminated, and that would have great effect on the ecosystem.
Colonel Simon Dixon, Deputy Commander Reserves of 104 Logistics Support Brigade, has come over from South Cerny to see the project.
Well, I've been living this project for the past 2.5 years with the former commanding officer, Paul Smith. 2.5 years ago, this was basically a rubbish dump. And to see the transformation of it nearly finished now is fantastic.
The cost of this project, it's actually turned out quite cost effective.
Very much so. If we'd have gone out to a civilian contract, the estimate was broadly about £250,000. The main cost has been materiel or aggregate, and we've done that for about 10%. So when you look at it in those terms, it's very good value for money. And the other savings that will come in just from having the facility here and not training, we've already talked about. I'd like to thank 591 Squadron of 71 Engineer Regiment for doing this. I know they've got a lot of value out of it, but couldn't do it without them, literally.
A saving of 90% for the public purse is down to the hard work of 591 Squadron. I spoke to their officer in command, Major Gareth Dawson.
This is somewhere where the Army Reserve can add real value to defences output, especially with the engineers in and around development of the defence estate, and also RIFCA, the Reserve Forces and Cadets Association, their estate. Because to do this, either by putting out to a civilian contract or to try and get regular soldiers, which are already heavily committed to do this, is nigh on impossible or very expensive. By the Army Reserve engineers taking on these construction projects, it gives us valuable training and also good use of the what we call man training days in the Army Reserve budget, because it allows it to get work done that will benefit others in the Army.
Lieutenant Colonel Chambers, what will it mean for 152 to have this facility?
It's a great asset to have. I mean, this fuel training facility at Aldergrove means that instead of having to travel to the mainland, especially at Westmoors, we can actually train our soldiers in province, which cuts down on the travel time heading towards England to do it, but more importantly, it cuts down the travel bill for the MOD, and it gives our soldiers a fantastic state-of-the-art training capacity right on their own back door.
I'm Cherry Casey for Forces Radio BFBS in Northern Ireland.